you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys. What's going on? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. The king of things, a point guard of podcasting, back in New York. Very happy to be here. Got off a flight this morning at 9:15. Didn't even go home to get my car. Flew into JFK. Took an Uber here. In the city all day. Ubering around like a fucking savage. I'm very excited. Zach D'Amico, unfortunately, has actually passed. He finally passed away. And, RIP
it's
to Zach.
So
we love
hard
you.
To say goodbye.
The crazy part is, like, the comments are going to be like, oh, we'll miss him. It's going to be like, I knew it.
No, they're all pieces of shit. It's like, what are you going to do, though? You know, you got to, you win some, you lose some. That's right. What I say. Yeah. RIP Zach. Mike Figgs taking over. Brand new co-host of the show, The Real Ass Podcast. For life, also fat and on his way to death. So
start the death threats. Well, I just popped out 20 push-ups. Yeah. Like
did 20 push-ups, so he's about to pass out.
It's going
to
happen. Why are you sweating right now?
Because Sydney was like, come on, Dougie, do a mantra. And I was like, all right.
What do you mean a mantra?
Whatever, you know his shit, the tantras.
Dude, every time Fig sees me, he makes me do 20 push-ups with him.
Why?
Because he's jacked. I'm trying to get jacked.
You think 20 push-ups once every 3 months is going to do that?
Bro, I feel great right now.
Why do you feel great? Because you're coming this weekend with me and fucking Aaron Berg to the Offend Everyone tour in Plano, Texas.
White people, Figs is coming. Buckle up.
Figs, you got to do jokes, though. You can't just do fucking crowd work.
I'm going to crush it. I have a good act.
No, jokes.
I have a solid act.
Jokes.
All jokes.
Don't fucking cut. The last time I brought him on the road, he just does crowd work and then he steals things that I say throughout the day.
Yeah.
Not even funny things.
Bro.
Just like facts.
He's like, one time.
It was crazy.
I talked about the USB
Figs performs for the back of the room. Yeah.
I did the USB
he's
thing
repeating
one
Lewis's
time.
Order at Starbucks.
Yes. He literally does that. He just, because he's so devoid of like anything going on that he just takes it in and then lets it out. It spills right out of him.
That's what the first 5 minutes of the act you're going to do.
Okay. All right. Fucking Linda Smith.
We need confirmation that you have an act.
Fucking Figs. Dude, I caught,
the theme
I'm
is
gonna,
a friend. I'm
not
going to
say who it was, but I caught Figs laughing really hard at a hacky comedian the
other
night.
Oh, yeah.
And I got so mad at him. And I was like, I literally walked up to him and I whispered in his ear. I was like, you're a fucking hack piece of shit. And you're never going to be funny. You're done in this industry. I hate you. I was so mad at him. Because he was laughing so hard at literally.
But I laugh at you too, baby boy.
I laugh at you too, baby boy.
Dougie!
Duly noted. I'm a hack.
Yeah. Backhanded compliment.
Yeah, you have a bit where you fuck a hamburger. Are you kidding me? I can't.
Hey, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, Dougie.
That's a closer.
Get ready, Toledo.
Giving away closers.
Hey, calm down there, Palo. That's one of the good ones.
Yeah.
So, all these kids go to Time Machine, right?
Listen, we have a great show planned today. Mikey Figgs is here, filling in for the great Zach D'Amico, obviously. Zach is actually alive. And also, we have two incredible guests on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from the Two Jacked Bros podcast, as well as Stoner Dads. Ladies and gentlemen, Sydney Gant is back on the show.
Hell yeah. Happy to be here.
Hell yeah, doggy. Also, from the No Need for Apologies podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network, Dave Temple's back on the show. What's up, doggy?
What's happening, guys?
Yay. Did you fire Dylan? What happened?
Yeah, I fired Dylan.
I saw he was fired, and then I saw him post the next day on his Instagram. He was like, I'm on my way to No Need for Apologies. And I was like, did you fire? What is going on right now?
Two sold out shows in Connecticut, you heard?
Is he still on the show?
No, on the podcast, no, he's done.
He's done.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why? What did he do?
He's just fucked up.
He fucked up. Yeah. How did he fuck? Can you talk about it or no? It's private.
We can
shit.
Talk about it. He was doing too much. He was doing too much, man. Like, you know, you need girls in the booth, man. Like, you do need 24-year-old boy. So
that's right, ladies.
That is how white people fuck everything up.
It's a sexier booth when you got some gals.
Yeah, you know.
Give them a little dance.
Oh, really, guys? All right. Okay, here we go.
But
Natalie, come on.
We ended up finding out.
Did Natalie's internal monologue, she hates her job.
Not again with this horse shit. You know, I really hope his Uber crashes one fucking day, Shannon.
Yeah, I know. I can't believe he said that. I've been trying to text him for like 7 months, 8 hours.
Yeah, he's a fucking piece of shit. Fuck that spick.
Damn, Natalie, relax. Natty Light.
That fucking wetback, no piece of shit, Cuban-looking motherfucker. He needs to shave his mustache and regrow it from the start.
Fucking angry Kermit.
That is a straight Kermit impression.
Look at that room in there right now.
He's nailing Natalie.
It looks like a jail cell. Look at
I'm
all these
killing
blacks.
It just like I did in Lexington, Kentucky.
All these blacks, Puerto Rican, whatever the fuck Figs is.
Yeah, I don't even know. He kind of looks like a dyke with that dyke flannel. You would think I'd be the one wearing the flannel.
That's true. That's true. I bought you one, but you never wear it.
They know.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. We're going to talk about a lot of this stuff. We'll get to the bottom of Dylan because young Dylan is supposed to fight at Skankfest. He's supposed to fight Paco. We're going to see if Dylan shows up for training today. We got to see how much Dylan really, really fucking wants it, right?
Yeah.
Let's do our plugs. Let's get him out of the way, and then we're going to start the show. I'm hot. I don't know why I thought it was hoodie weather. I was like, dude, it's fucking October. It's hoodie weather. It's not. It's
morning. No, morning and the evening. It gets hot during the day, but you're going to need that later. Mm.
What, bitch? You're making it look cooler.
Oh, it wasn't on the max to start?
Yeah, you got a bunch of sweaty dudes in here.
Yeah, you got
Sitting again, what are you
talking about? Strike two, Shannon.
Yeah, check out Two Jack Bros, the only podcast that takes comedians through the process of enlightenment so that you can laugh your way to a higher consciousness. Also, Stoner Dads, taking over the world right now. Tim Butterly, Matt McCusker, and myself, one of the best podcasts out there. And I just want to give a shout out to my wife, who just became an IBJJF World Champion, by the way.
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, we got that gold in our house now.
Wow.
Yes. Let's go.
Yeah, she's on Two Jack Bros with me, so you can check out the work that we
do together. That's good for her, dude. Good for you. That's brutal to have to sit back and watch your wife just completely surpass you.
Dude, completely fucked
she's
up.
She's also better on the podcast than you.
Yeah. She's funny as fuck. But let me say this. She doesn't have the pressure of being funny. You know what I mean?
True.
She's not a classically trained comedian like I am. There's a lot of pressure on me to be funny.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
She just shows up with her grappling skills and says a little thing, and people are like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah,
you know?
That is true. We also hold women to, the standard we hold women to, it's fucking bonkers. I was talking to, I won't throw these other comics. I was talking to a few comics about this, and it's like, for women to fucking complain about anything in comedy, that's crazy. Like, and I mean this, right? If a woman did as well as I did on stage, and there's almost none, like Jessica Kirsten, I'd say, it's like, I can name like her. There's really not many, like, I'm not like, and I'm not even a murderer like that. Like, I do pretty well. Like, I can kill, but I'm not like a Big J. Yeah. I'm not even like Aaron Berg. Aaron Berg, like, lays down the fucking hammer. It's hacky horse shit, but he lays down the fucking hammer, right? These guys are fucking monsters, right? They fucking smash. But if a woman just killed as hard as any of us killed, any of us, including fucking Figs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys go to Best Buy?
They'd be a fucking millionaire in comedy.
Oh, for sure.
A millionaire, dude. And that's as simple as that. Every bitch that's out there, I'm not going to say all of them, but for the most part, they're all soft as shit. Even all the ones that we all respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm hoping at Skankfest, because we had a lot of women booked at Skankfest, I'm hoping that a bunch of them stand out and fucking murder. There's a few chicks out there that show actually fucking lay it down and really hammer like a dude. For the most part, all these other bitches... If a dude hit as hard as some of these bitches that are getting shit, it would be like, what is even going on?
It's
fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
Did you ever see what it takes for a woman to get a clap for a skateboard trick?
Oh, yeah, dude. They do an ollie, and they got a million followers on Instagram.
People are losing it.
Oh, yeah.
Like somebody did a magic trick in front of black people.
That's a great parallel. It's if you can simply do an ollie or a kickflip as a female, you will have sponsors as a skateboarder.
Yeah. And that's what they do in comedy.
That's just the name of the fucking game. These bitches are out there doing simple kickflips.
Yeah.
Okay, dude, I'm fucking dropping in on a fucking, like, one of these world-class ramps, dude. I'm doing fucking dingo splits and fucking...
900s.
Yeah, dude, whatever those things are. The shimishangas and all that shit, dude. Yeah. I'm out there fucking...
Dirty Willie.
Risking my fucking life, dude. And these bitches do a kickflip, and they're like, oh, my God.
That's... Dude, you're reminding me now what it was like with motorcycles too, man.
It's wild.
You can be badass on a motorcycle. A chick just has to sit on one.
Yeah, if a woman can figure out the throttle on a motorcycle.
She's so hot.
Yeah. Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Dave Temple, what do you plug on?
Same thing, the podcast, No Need for Apologies, and my new album, Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, dropped September 2nd. It was number one on Amazon, I think number two on Apple Music. Go check it out. Fucking hilarious. Shout out to Aaron Berg and everybody over there at Uncancelable Records for helping me put that thing together and put it out.
Another one.
Everybody over there, Aaron Berg and his wife. What are you talking about? You know. It was everybody.
Every bear at the Berg house.
I think there was, you know, I think there was a mailman involved. You know.
The guy who worked at the printing shop.
That Greek dude with the long hair that's always following him with
Shout
the
out to the Chinese lady that made me my sandwich this morning. Without her, I couldn't have made that album.
Because you know, I wrote that off as a part of the production, so she's in it.
Dave got a deep squad now.
Larger than life over here, man.
Biggest thing, what are you plugging
Young on? Guns, baby, at Robin Figgs. Subscribe on YouTube, at Comic Mike Figgs on Twitter. Baltimore, the tickets are up now. Auto Bar, me, Robbie, Joe Gorman, doing a little fucking reunion. We're having a good time out there. And fuck yeah, Skankfest. I can say it, bitch.
Oh.
Sold out, bitch.
Hell yeah.
On my skank shit.
I'm very excited you're coming to Skankfest, doggy.
Can't wait.
Skankfest, obviously, shout out to Yo Kratom. Yo Kratom presents Skankfest. Without them, nothing would be possible here at this network. It's happening October 14th through 16th. Shannon, I was supposed to give away tickets today on the show. I think I'm going to just save that for a call on Wednesday. And then I have another idea for a contest. I'm going to talk to you after the show. That I think will be great. Either way, Skankfest tickets, I know people are having trouble getting them. Go to the Skankfest networking group on Facebook. There are people always regularly trying to give away their tickets, right? Or trying to sell them for, even at this point, at a discount. If you wait until the week of, there's not going to be any tickets available if you wait, because all those people are getting matched up with other people right now. In fact, we're putting a portal on the website. If you go to skankfest.net, you should be able, by the time this comes out on YouTube, you should be able to simply go to the website and say, hey, I have to get rid of my tickets. And then essentially it sends us a message, and then we try to match you up with somebody to buy them. And it's all done on the up and up. We don't let anybody scalp tickets or raise the prices. It is what it is. So yeah, you're going to have a great time. Well, the shit we have planned at Skankfest is crazy. Some of the special guests we have are crazy. Just,
I can't wait.
I mean, I don't even, I there's certain things I, it's not even a big fucking deal. There's certain people that are coming that aren't even like performing, that just want to be there, that I'm like, really? You're just going to come and fucking chill? And it's wild. It's a wild thing. So it's going to be a really crazy time. Skankfest is happening October 14th or 16th. But if you want to see me on the road this weekend, me and Aaron Berg will be co-headlining at the House of Comedy in Plano, Texas. The great Mikey Figgs is going to be on that show.
Hell yeah.
Then the end of the month, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Philly. Taking off the rest of the month, just Skankfest and that, and then some city spots. I'm going to Belize. I got the hotel. Ooh. I got the flights. I got it all. I'm ready. Ready to go. And subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of these shows. So, that's that. That's that.
I'm excited for that little swag bag that you give the performers.
Yeah, Shannon, how are they coming along?
How sweet is that going to be?
Shannon, I just sort of like let go and I said, please, I hope it's happening.
Yeah, it is happening. It's happening.
Are they good?
I will tap back in with
you. I'm going to tap you, bitch.
Can I bring it back on the plane? Is that...
Yes, everything. You will be able to bring everything on the plane, yes.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Well, there was one thing that... what did I say?
That... Do you want, we can say it because we're not doing it. Well, so you said you wanted like one of those like multi tool kits or something, but it has a knife, and so it
oh yeah, I wanted to get like engraved Skankfest like
switchblade, Swiss Army knives,
almost like Swiss Army knives.
I would mail that back home.
Yeah, I just feel like the amount of people that are just going to simply fucking throw it in their hotel room and not give a fuck about it, it's not going to be worth the amount of money that it's going to cost to get those made.
Hmm. Yeah,
that'd be dope though, right?
That'd be pretty sick.
What about a little?
I love multi.
Shannon, what about a little Coke spoon?
Isn't that like really tiny? How little are they? We can put them in and just not have them customized.
That's true. That's not fun though.
Fucking demi-glace spoons, like little espresso spoons you're going to put in the fucking...
No, little Coke spoons, dude. You don't know what a Coke spoon is?
No.
Neither. You guys don't know what Coke spoon is?
It's like a little teaspoon, like for... You know, I know what a Coke spoon is. It looks like a scooper, like a golf club.
It's a little tiny scoop-a-doop.
Scoop-a-doopy.
You'll see fucking whores. They'll like wear... They have them like on necklaces, and then they like pull them out, and it's like a cross that turns into a little fucking Coke spoon.
Oh, wow. Oh, damn.
Just a little bit.
Shit, I think my mom has one of those shit.
Shannon,
you
could get these customized, dude. A little skank's face on the fucking end of the Coke spoon.
If that's what you
Let me say this, and I mean this, that would be fucking dope. A necklace Coke spoon. You don't have to use it for Coke if you don't want to. You can use it to a little bit of aspirin. Crush up some aspirin in there.
I'm going to use it to stimulate a clitoris.
Yeah, a little matcha. You want to make matcha tea?
That's true. It is actually, it's perfect to stimulate a clitoris. It's clitoris sized.
Yeah.
It looks like a little metal clit. That's what it looks like.
A clit stick.
Yeah, a little clit stick.
Sponsored by Fume.
The Fume clit stick.
Fume and Kratom CBD line presents... The clit stick.
Clit stick.
Pretty sweet, dude. Yeah. Little skank fest.
Shannon, what do the bags look like? The actual gift bags?
Oh, I don't have it. I don't have it here.
Pull it up on the screen.
I don't have it here to show you. I can show it to you on Wednesday show.
Wow.
I heard you guys are giving Nintendo Switches for everybody.
Everybody's getting a Nintendo Switch in the gift bag.
Skank shit.
We're doing Oculus.
Damn.
Hell yeah. What do you think everybody did with their belt buckles from last year?
Oh, man, I still got mine.
Nobody uses the belt buckle. This is what I'm saying. All the money we waste on stupid shit, dude. Put another fucking $10 in each of their bags.
What were the options? It was the belt buckle or the...
A flask.
Flask. Yeah, I took the belt buckle. Was
but who... What, is this the 30s? Who uses a belt buckle or a flask? This is crazy. They should have put Skankfest handkerchiefs in the bag next year.
Sounds like someone
fucking
got
an asshole.
Yeah. Someone got swindled on the phone. Hey, if you act now,
we'll get a Skankfest monocle.
We'll get you flask and belt buckle.
Put a Skankfest monocle.
Nobody uses these things.
He had a box in the back that he needed to get rid of.
I mean, it was a hell of a time transporting my Skankfest monograph. A phonograph.
Phonograph. It's like we're giving everyone Skankfest handheld cameras. Everyone loves a camera, right? Like Shannon, stop with the outdated horse shit.
Shannon, I love them every year that we did it, and so does everybody that
gets
the bags.
What'd you say?
You loved them when those ideas first came about, and so does everybody that gets the bags. They're excited about the flash.
But can I tell you what they're excited about? The comics are pieces of shit, dude. They're not really excited. They're just like, it's a trick. What we do is they get this cool swag bag and then they open it up and they keep on digging through it and there's these cool things. There's weed and there's cash and there's a belt buckle and there's sponsor products and there's fucking, you know, there's an electric fan and a fucking, you know, all this fun shit. And it's just, they keep on checking it out. And then they get to these like heavy metal items and they go, oh, wow, this is they spent money on this. And then they throw it away.
Wait.
They don't, none of you guys know where your belt buckles are.
I know where my belt buckle is.
In the garbage.
No, it's on a belt. I don't wear it, but it's on a belt. It's on a belt.
I appreciated every part of that bag.
Yeah.
I mean,
somebody in the rest of the live chat says Shannon fart jars. Put fart jars in the bag, Shannon.
You can do that.
Mm. Who's gonna fart in them?
Me.
That's the prank. It's just Zach the whole time. I still don't believe you to this day, Shannon. I don't believe you farted in those jars.
I don't know what to tell you.
How'd they smell?
I mean, some of them smelled like nothing, and then a few of them smelled like death, like true fucking death.
Throwing a couple blanks.
Like he opened up and it was like fire, just like a like you watch the new Game of Thrones dragon episode.
Nah.
I gotta rewatch the season.
Solid ep, doggy. It's fire. It's the whole thing is fire. The whole this new season. It's very well written. Every episode they go anywhere between like 2 and 10 years. Like it's just zipping through.
I can't wait.
It's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
And they're fucking. It's been good so far.
Tits and dicks.
Tits and dicks.
Nice.
Mm. Really?
Game of Thrones always got some tits and dicks.
Huh.
Tits and dicks, my friends.
Hell yeah.
You guys don't watch, black people don't watch Game of Thrones.
I did watch it.
It's like Menace to Society for white people.
Yeah.
They're still watching Power Volume 3.
Well, sad. Not that's Sydney. Sad. I actually gave it a shot. Yeah. I actually watched 2 episodes.
No, this is the Book of Eli. Let me watch this shit. This is part of the Power series. This is the Book of Eli.
I did watch Game of Thrones, but I didn't keep up. Like once they got to that White Walkers thing.
I watched the whole series personally.
I watched the whole series too, and it was great. You haven't watched House of Dragon?
Not yet.
You know what? Are you waiting just for it to be able to just binge it, or you don't give a fuck right now? There's something else going on in your life.
I don't find some of the people that are saying it's amazing credible.
What?
Yeah, not do not you personally.
Fuck. Dude, hold on, Lewis is taking two hard shots today, man. One on his comedy, and one just on his fucking.
Well, the other day he said Love and Thunder was good by Thor.
Love and Thunder
that
ruled.
That movie was a piece of shit.
Love and Thunder ruled.
It's pretty funny.
Oh, yes, so my father was a gay rock and my grandfather was a gay rock.
Kinda,
and they hated each other.
It's kind of hilarious. Here's what they did with Thor is they figured out, because Thor was the wackest of all of them. When Thor came out, it was hot garbage. I didn't give a fuck about Thor. I didn't give a fuck about Captain America. And they figured out a way to reinvent Thor where he sort of makes fun of himself. He knows that he sort of stinks. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did that with the new Spider-Man movie, the Spider-Verse, not the cartoon one, but where they had the multiple Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Right? And Andrew Garfield, everyone says that he sucks the most.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the movie where they're talking about, like, their powers, and he's like, oh, dude, I'm the worst one out of the three of us. And it's so fucking funny because it's so self-aware. And the Marvel Universe has done, they sort of have... They remove the fourth wall a little bit, and they make fun of themselves. They're a little more self-aware. Thor is extremely funny, extremely self-aware. He's hot as fuck, doggy. Let's get real. You know, eye candy for the ladies and the boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He's jacked. 100%.
He's fucking jacked. And it's a unique take. It's funny. It's different. And to watch it with my son, who fucking loves it, that's also a whole other experience. Yeah, dude. Shannon, is that not the perfect man, Shannon?
Figs, I feel like you're trying to deflect some of his hotness. Right? So listen, he said hot as fuck, and you were like, yeah, he's jacked.
I feel the opposite from Lewis because I like Thor. I think Thor is gangster. I liked Ragnarok. I liked Thor too. I thought it was a good story. So this one, he's like, I'm Thor. I'm retarded. The whole movie, he's a retard, and he's got a gay rock friend. There's another lesbian on a horse.
There's a goat that screams.
That was the best part of the movie.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. The best part of
every
the movie
time
the
that goat screams, I died laughing. Yeah. I'm that simple, dude.
And then you have Christian Bale. Who's supposed to be super serious and super dark amongst all of this horse shit?
And then
Zeus
also,
is also gay.
Zeus is hilarious.
Yeah,
dude, what's his
he
name?
Was the
Russell
Crowe.
Russell Crowe as Zeus is so fucking funny, dude. It's I don't know. I don't know what you want me to say.
They must have paid him a lot of money because he's the gladiator.
The point of all of
and
this.
Then he's in
dude, I like Thor's turn, and I had my own personal little backstory to it. For me, in Thor's mind, he realized he was so much the man.
Yeah.
That he can just fuck off now.
Yeah.
I like Fat Thor. Fat Thor was cool.
That was also hilarious. Yeah.
You realize you're the man, by the
what
way.
What they did with Thor and just his character arc and the way they sort of like laid it all out, he went from, even though he's not the best, he's still not the best, but he's by far the most improved. Yeah. And it's like an extreme version because I went from thinking he was the worst to fucking really loving the character. I think it's great. Hulk started off as being like not in the new when they made him with the
Mark
new
Ruffalo.
Avengers, Mark Ruffalo. Mm-hmm. He started off as being the most fuck. I was like, this is it, dude. Mm-hmm. They finally figured out Hulk. Mm-hmm. He's the fucking greatest, dude. He fucking just the way they did it, like, you know, him destroying shit. They finally have the technology where it looks fucking like incredible. Every time he turned into the Hulk and destroyed a ship or he fought a giant monster, it was wild. And then they just slowly started taking him out of the movies, giving him less and less screen time, less and less importance. In an entire movie where he's just a nerdy Hulk,
and
where
put
he's
on
got glasses
and dude, I wanted, pancakes.
He didn't Hulk out. He just talked, and he just looked like it was the most infuriating thing ever. Yeah. They shit the bed completely with Hulk. Thor, fucking real ass dude of the week, Thor. Fucking, I'll give it to him right now. You kidding me, dude? Real ass dude. Here we go.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel he's red.
All right, real quick, Figgies, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors on the show, which is Zippix Toothpicks. If you guys like to smoke or if you're trying to cut that habit, right, you know what? Use Zippix Toothpicks. They really are a great product. They're toothpicks that are laced with nicotine. They have 6 different flavors. So let's say you're at work all day, you can't have a smoke, but you want to get that nicotine buzz, boom, pop one in. Let's say you're just trying to cut back. You know, you don't feel good. You're trying to fucking be a little more healthy, a little more athletic. Pop those in when you get that nicotine craving. In a couple seconds, you're going to feel it. They're very, very strong, Figs.
Speaking of flavors, I had the mocha one the other day.
Did you?
Absolutely delicious.
Right?
Had it on the whole day, had a nice little buzz. Truly, truly enjoyed it. It comes in 6 different flavors.
And also, if you don't smoke, they have energy ones as well, which I love. So if you don't want to get the coffee jitters or have energy drinks, they don't even advertise the energy ones in here. I just use them and I fucking love them because I don't smoke. But this is a great product overall. I really do love Zippix. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com. That's Zippix Toothpicks.com. And when you check out, use the promo code ASS10 for 10% off your entire order. ASS10 for 10% off. All right, where were we? But anyway, new Game of Thrones. Fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
Rewatching the old ones with my lady.
I'm hearing it.
So she can catch up and we watch House of Dragons.
Yeah.
And you forget how amazing season one is of Game of Thrones. Yeah.
I watched it in one night. Me and my son's mother, when we were together, we watched the first episode or two. This is maybe 2 or 3 seasons out at this point. Mm-hmm. We watched the first like episode or two.
So
and then
good.
She fell asleep. And then I just binged the whole first season. The whole night.
Winterfell.
Yeah. Literally, dude, fucking, the sun was coming up in the morning. I'm just like watching it, dude. They killed him. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
No fucking, no way.
That's and
I
was
like,
Stark?
Yeah, yeah. I was dude, like, no way. Was... There's no way they killed the head character, dude. They don't do that. They do not. It was so crazy. Yeah. Shows just didn't do that. The way they would just... You were emotionally attached to a character. Yeah. It doesn't matter. At any given moment, they could be fucking gone. Dude, and it was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
My son's mother woke up, and I didn't want to tell her that I watched it without her because I said I'd watch it. So I just pretended to not watch it. And then we rewatched the entire first season again together. And I was like an expert.
Yeah.
She was like, how are you remembering everyone's names? And I was like, I don't know.
That's Daenerys Targaryen. And over there is the onion guy, Davros.
You start talking down to her. I listen, bitch, right?
No, that's Stannis, doggy. That's Stannis Baratheon, doggy.
Do you not understand who the Baratheons are in the long lineage?
He's not a bastard. He's making fun. Oh, you never mind, doggy.
Well, you're not paying attention.
That's Uncle Benji.
Relax,
you don't remember
relax.
Uncle Benji,
they
doggy?
Always pay their debts.
Just like the Gomez's.
I really did.
Okay, so they call him the Kingslayer, Doug, because it's Jaime Lannister. Don't worry. Eventually, you'll love him, Doug.
Now, that shit I did see, and I saw that that whole war started over that chick. Yeah. That chick wanted that dog dead, and because that didn't happen, heads fucking rolled.
Yeah.
She was a Karen. Before they were
and
Karens.
Fucking Khaleesi. And
but
the
it
first
all, like,
season.
Though, like every character in Game of Thrones, they change in such like a dramatic way. Like, Cersei is a fucking evil bitch. But then somewhere in like season 5.5, you're like, I like her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She becomes
I like
that
her, dude.
Bad
but it's, it's weird, just bizarre. Like, they're all fucking. And
well, yeah, she stayed evil, but her rank in the evil hierarchy changed.
Yes.
So we got to see her.
Well, you got to just saw
shit.
You saw you know an evil mean? Person that had like, you know, not even like her motives sometimes were like literally to be a good mother, like or to like genuinely for what was best for the realm. It was crazy, dude. Yeah. I mean, it was wild, dude. Cersei Lannister is such a crazy character. Yeah, she's fucking great. Dude.
She was fucked in the head though. Yeah.
But they don't
remember she was shame walked naked down the hall.
Were those
shame.
Real tits?
As she should have been.
No, it wasn't.
Those are
CGI tits.
Prosthetic tits.
Yeah.
My question is this. First season, Khaleesi, when she comes out of the bath.
She's naked at first, and then it's computer-generated later.
She was a fucking piece. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. When she first popped.
It was over.
It was like she was distracting to look at. She was so hot.
Yeah.
It was she was
stunning.
Gorgeous. But then I see her on like Conan. I'm like, who is this dumpy little
who's
bitch?
This skinny, stupid English bitch.
Small midget body.
Yeah, she's kind of a dumpy, frumpy fucking.
No, oh yeah, remember me? It's me, Khaleesi. I'm like, oh no. Talking fucking Swahili again. I want to hear you talk like the sand people.
She's like, she's just a frumpo.
Yeah, if you were long.
Why don't we get some visual cues?
You were long.
I
want to
hear her go krakata, rakata, ka, sakata.
Yeah, because
yeah, that's the perfect woman right
about.
There.
Just getting cracked
just
out.
Just being raped.
That's what I was thinking. Is that what it was? The fact that the dude was just taking advantage of her the whole time? Like, yeah, I get on with some of this.
She hated it, but then she fucking loved it, dude.
She did start to like it.
She pushes back.
When she told him, no, do it this way.
Yeah.
So now pull her up on like just a regular thing. Like pull up her Instagram.
Oh God.
She's a frump-a-dump. What do you want me to say?
Well,
she looks like
she looks like she'd be Natalie's roommate.
Yeah, if you will.
You can go into an apartment in Brooklyn and these fucking two fucking cat loving bitches are sitting on a couch together.
She sleeps in a pile of Natalie's flannel shirts.
Yeah, dude. Well, she looks good there.
She looks good there.
Yeah. Not even, I mean, she's there. She's
it's
tiny. There.
Yeah. She looks like if you elongate
no,
a midget.
Her
just
face is
midget.
Weird there,
her
dude.
Her face is weird, She's got a weird face.
She's skinnier there. She lost a little bit of weight now.
Okay, wait a second. She looks really good. Actually, I don't know. I think she looks really good. Every photo.
I say really good, dude. Yeah, calm down. These are all great photos of her. I will say these are the best photos I've ever seen of her.
But I know what you
pull
mean.
Her up on like a late night show.
Yeah,
dude.
Exactly.
When she, I'm telling you right now, she's sitting there. She's kind of got chubby arms. I'm sick of it.
Well, she's not. She's fat.
No, she's
like
I'm sexy
sick of
Oompa Loompa body. You know what I mean?
She just looks like skinny and not as glistening as she looks on Game
dude,
of Thrones.
Dude, on Game of Thrones, it was like she was a fucking goddess. It was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
She's Khaleesi.
She looks good there too. Can you stop pulling up photos?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I think this is post baby though.
Every picture.
Is that post baby though?
Yeah.
That's post baby arms.
Let me see.
No, she frumpy wasn't the word I was going
that's
for.
A frump.
But the word I was going for, but she just doesn't look, she just looks like
she's
a regular.
She's
I love you guys backpedaling right now.
She's a frump.
You know what?
man. No, I didn't say frumpy, did I? I mean,
yeah, House of Dragons.
I don't know why this comes up in my feed a lot on Facebook too. What's her name? Fucking Harley Quinn.
Margot Robbie.
She may be the most beautiful celebrity. She may be. If you pull up her Instagram, forget her as Harley Quinn, forget her even in Wolf of Wall Street, just like she's so fucking photogenic. She's really, really photogenic. Let's see. I mean, like every photo. She also looks evil. There's like an evil look to her. She's got a crazy girl eyes.
She does. That's what you find hot in her.
I do, yeah. She's fucking wild.
Noice.
Noice. Twitter noite. Tweet.
Tweet.
Very tweet.
She's just a little bony for me.
A little bony.
I like
for
a little more meat on the shorty.
Really? Yeah. Do you like a little more meat on the shorty? You fucking fat piece of shit.
Do you like it or is that what?
All right, guys. What's going on? Jesus Christ.
Beef ribs. You know.
Yeah, she is. I think that she may be the most beautiful celebrity. Am I crazy? Who do you think is the most beautiful celebrity? Sid?
I mean, she kind of looks like a younger, whiter Angelina Jolie. She has that.
Angelina Jolie was the shit for a minute. She held the crown at one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Not counting like supermodels, because I just feel like they're not really fair. It's a little different.
Dude, once everybody start getting a thick ass, I stop paying attention to who was hot anymore. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Distracted by that
everybody
ass.
Everybody has ass.
Yeah. Who do you think the hottest celebrity is?
I used to be obsessed with Rosario Dawson, like young Rosario Dawson.
She was never it, though. She was never she was never widely regarded as the one.
I think that's why I liked her.
Yeah, she had she can open her mouth too wide. Yeah,
I always liked her because I remember seeing her when she was in Kids, and she was just a little whore that was out there.
Yeah, when she was young.
She was really sucking dick. She got fucked in the butt, and she didn't get AIDS, and then Jenny got AIDS, and I was like,
strong immune system. Now, I think that's when I fell in love with her also.
Hold up, you got AIDS?
She dodged a bullet. God damn, doggy.
Yeah.
Natalie, are you too young to remember the movie Kids? Did you watch that?
No, I've never seen it.
I'll send it to you. I just found a fucking Google Drive with all his movies on there.
Yeah.
I hope people heard that capital T cells joke. No big deal. It was pretty strong.
Yeah, oh, wait, now I don't feel right.
Yeah, she's actually a child in this movie. I just realized now as we're watching
it. I was a child also. I was a kid.
I
liked her in Sin City.
I was like 10 or something. I
saw that movie way too late to be bonding with you guys.
No, I saw that movie when I was in high school. We watched it. And I remember being like, oh, shit, well, I have AIDS. I didn't even had sex yet. It made you go, dude, I'm a kid. And I got AIDS.
That's what I was ready to come to New York for. That I was coming to New York to get AIDS.
You're coming to get AIDS.
the whole movie. And
what the fuck?
It was a different time, but it was a movie about a bunch of like straight kids that were just partying and like having sex. And there was an AIDS outbreak amongst this straight white kid community. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah,
it never had. Nothing ever happened like that. The whole big thing in the movie, and I'll give a spoiler alert. Is the girl Jenny? I'll give you the whole synopsis of the movie now. Natalie, you've never seen it, right? Everyone's seen it in Kids?
Yeah,
you seen Kids?
I think maybe at some point.
Shannon, have you seen Kids?
Spoiler alert.
Okay, so I'll give you the synopsis.
Oh yeah,
you
could go for it.
I'll give you the whole spoiler. We'll do fucking. Sometimes I do this. I'll give a whole breakdown of what the movie is.
I love this movie.
If I miss anything, please just chime in. And let me know what I
got.
Belize.
This one I'm an expert.
Do you guys remember that I'm going to Belize? By the way, I didn't mean to do that. That was a complete accident. Have you guys even known a person who's been to Belize? Anybody?
Belize, first class. If I mess up anything, let me know. Belize, Delta, first class. Love my life, Belize. All right, so Kids, right? Anyways.
Wait, are you guys going to Vegas for the first time because of me? Belize.
Oh, Belize, Dougie. Give me Belize. I'm humble, Belize.
I'm humble, Belize.
$3,000 round trip. Dougie. So that's...
Extremely expensive.
Yeah, I know. I got a question.
It is wildly expensive. That should be pointed out.
For the layman, where the fuck is Belize?
This is a very difficult thing for any of you to pull off.
Pull up a map of South
and what
and Central America, and I'm going to see if I can even find it.
I mean, the three of you would have to pull together your finances in order to be able to go to Belize.
I'm in the negatives, dude. There's no way.
Shannon, pull up a map of Central or South America. I don't even know which, if it's in Central or South. I don't even know if... Is Central America a real thing?
Central America, I believe.
What language? Central America is like Mexico and all that.
What language do they speak?
Guatemala.
American.
Really?
I'm trying to find one without the names of the countries on it.
No, I speak English. It's in a, it was a British colony.
Too many countries?
Wow.
Too many
countries. I have no idea where Belize is. It's in Central or South America.
That's the beauty of it.
All I know is that I looked at a video of its beaches. It's over, doggy.
Louis finally has Go Somewhere You Heard Of money.
Yeah. I got a vision board. I got shit I'm going to.
I want to do the Galapagos. I heard that. I want to do the Galapagos.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to Bali for a little bit.
I'm trying to hit up an archipelago.
I'm going to Bali's in Atlantic City. If you go on a Tuesday and Wednesday, cop rooms, bitch. I'll be performing at the Sandcastle Inn right next to Caesars.
He's going to Bellevue Hospital.
I can just show you where it is on the map if you want. It is Central America.
Yeah, dude, I was a geography bee champion.
See, Belize is, it's below Mexico, above Guatemala, where is Costa Rica? Oh, Costa Rica's down there. Got it. Oh, it's only jump away.
You think it's going to be nice? They don't even have color in their maps yet. You think it's going to be fucking nice, dude? I'm telling you, Dougie, the food might fucking taste like shit. It might be bad.
No, not
food.
Where I'm going. Not to the place I'm going.
Okay, I hope so. I don't trust. It's not going to be bad.
Yeah, that's because when you go to the third world shit. He's not.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. I'm going to go to like the nicest restaurants.
Yeah,
it's going to be incredible. Yeah, you know, I would never go. Half the reason I go to these places is to eat good food.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy is vacationing in Puerto Rico, like while the poor people are drowning.
Yeah. Going a hurricane. A hurricane looks beautiful from the inside of a 5-star restaurant.
Can I get a seat next to the hurricane? I put it on open table.
I requested a hurricane view, please.
It's my son's birthday. Thank you.
Baby James,
John Longcock in the Racist Live Chat says Belize isn't that expensive and they speak English.
Has he been?
The flights were very expensive, and the hotel is very expensive. Yeah. So maybe there's a way to do it cheaper. I'm sure you can like backpack around any of these countries for next to nothing. But I'm saying, comparatively to other island vacations that I've been on, it's more expensive than...
It's going
to
be good. If you're spending money, it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, I've been to Costa Rica, I've been to Jamaica, I've been to Puerto Rico, I've been to Mexico, been to fucking, the Bahamas. I've been to, all these fucking places.
Flights is up right now.
Flights are up right now, yeah. Shit. That's why. Yeah. But yeah. I'm staying in a nice little villa within a resort.
Good shit.
Private you got to make a shirt called "I'm staying in a villa." The amount of times that you mentioned staying in villas, you got to make a villa t-shirt.
Yeah, you can't do an all-inclusive resort.
Yeah, I learned that.
I did Ari Shaffir's podcast.
Make a villa gorilla shirt.
Dude, villa gorilla, dude. I put blackface on. How cool would that be?
Oh, the coolest.
That's a great idea for a t-shirt. Shannon, is there a villa gorilla t-shirt on the internet?
So great.
The coolest.
There goes the sponsor. So cool. It'll be amazing. There goes Rich Wallet and fucking Swishblade CBD.
What happened? Why'd you guys cancel? AutoZone? What happened, AutoZone?
Well, we heard that you had a shirt called Gorilla and Blackface.
There's no Villa Villa Gorilla?
Only Vanilla Gorilla is what keeps coming up. That's it.
Dude, top tier marketer over here.
I love it, dude.
I only spit out unique ideas that have never been said before.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank rockauto.com for being a longtime supporter of the show. They've been in business for over 20 years and literally have every possible auto part that you need at the absolute best prices. Are you car guy, Figs?
Yeah, I recently just changed the battery and I needed the proper wrench, the socket. Yeah. I needed a socket to change. And I went to rockauto.com.
That's amazing. Thank God they were there for you, right? You would have been a mess. You would have been lost without them. They have everything. If you're a car guy, if you're not a car guy, if you just want to make sure you're not getting ripped off on auto parts, go and check out their amazing website. The website's super easy to click around. Rockauto.com is a website. There's no promo code needed because they already have the best possible price on the internet.
Amazing.
But if you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. Rockauto.com. All right, let's get back into it.
Exciting.
I just did Ari Shaffir's podcast. He's a new one called You Be Trippin', and it's about you pick a place that you love to go, and he does like a travel show where you like talk about it. And I just did one on Jamaica, so I know the ins and outs of Jamaica, but now I'm spanning my horizons a little bit. Plus, this new chick I'm dating, she was like, I'm not going to fucking Jamaica, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you gotta
I've taken 5 women to Jamaica. I counted it up for Ari's podcast. 5 different women have been to Jamaica with me.
That's some Hugh Hefner shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's, the problem is, like, now it's not special to any of the new gals. They get very, like, this is fucking wild. I'm not going back to
Jamaica. I've been following you for 5 years. You better not fucking take me to Jamaica.
Yeah.
I know your little plan.
So, kids, this is what happens, okay? The movie opens up, and I believe it opens up, they're in Union Square.
Starts off like a cold intro of Telly trying to smooth.
Chick to fuck. Maybe a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah.
The scenes, they use real kids in this movie, right? It's really fucked
way
up.
Before Ari Spears and Tiffany Haddish, dude. Nothing. Like, they're not sucking nothing, face.
They're
like,
exploiting some fucking kids in this movie.
They're in their underwear. Thinking we see back, them swimming, yo, dude.
Doggy,
like,
I'm telling you right now, I remember just being a kid and being like, this is fucking, like, aggressive, dude. And the girl that he was kissing in that first scene, and she's, like, in her, like, underwear, she had to be maybe 14 years old in real life.
Yeah,
If you guys want some child porn, this is as close to child porn as you could possibly get.
Hey, come on, Figs. There's no riff. Right?
We started off with women suck. Now it's fucking kid porn.
Do you want to see the trailer? There
pull it up, Shannon!
Pull up the trailer, please.
Pull up the trailer.
Pull up the trailer. That's right. It starts off with him sucking face.
Tight.
Oh, yeah, this looks like a snuff film already.
It really does.
Janitor film. Janitor film present. Urban teen sex.
So that's Casper and that's Telly. And Casper died in real life. By the way, Dave knew some of these kids. Like Dave and Chris from Brooklyn. It's not that they knew them. So a lot of these kids were real, like, street kids from Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just, like, casted them out of this. Dude, this is literally our generation. Yeah. We were kids when this came out.
Yeah. Skateboard culture.
Yeah, dude, there's a bunch of, like, 15-year-old kids, like, deep kissing and getting naked, like, skinny dipping.
You know, for kissing scenes in a movie, you got to do this over and over
It was
again.
It was a little bit aggressive.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the pre-cum and all those jeans on set. My God.
Like, literally, there was, like, one. I remember the movie, like, the heart of the movie is the boys and girls are in two separate apartments just spewing off all of their misconceptions about sex with the other, like, girls want and what boys want. And you just kind of see how toxic we were.
Yeah, that's the first scene where he's kissing that girl. Yeah, that girl's a child, doggy. Yeah. So, all right, so anyway, so he fucks this girl in this first scene. He takes her virginity, right? Yeah. That's the whole thing. And his name is Casper. He comes out and he lets his boy smell his finger. He's like, butterscotch. Yeah. That's the boy Casper. Casper's sitting on the stoop, right? And he's like, butterscotch. And then they go, they steal a 40. I remember that, dude. I remember this.
I love it.
They steal a 40, right? And they leave, and then they cut to these two bitches.
Now hold on, I just want to point out something too, because I to this day this is my test of loyalty. The fact that Casper was waiting on the stoop while he went upstairs to fuck, and he's just like, "Yeah, I'll just wait here for you."
Yeah. But it was very real,
right? This was like pre-cell phones, your boy would just wait for you.
I remember just being in eighth, ninth grade, just going to meet up with chicks. We'd make out. My boy'd be making out with a girl in a trailer, and I'd be out here fucking just waiting for him to be done. And then I'd go meet up with my girl. It was just the way kids were.
Right.
I was much closer. I wasn't from the city. I was from the suburbs, but I really connected with, like, who these fucking kids were.
Absolutely.
Because we weren't, and I wasn't really into drinking or doing drugs at that time, but I had a bunch of
I was an outdoor kid. I was a roamer.
Yes.
I would go from block to block with different kids.
When I was 12 years old, I remember the first time I stayed out, or maybe even 11, I stayed out past midnight and didn't tell my mom. Like, you used to be like, you know, whatever. And my mom freaked out. Like, she lost her fucking mind. And I remember at that age being like, oh, whatever. And I was talking to some chick, this chick Crystal, this little trashy bitch, in front of a pizzeria across the street from, like, my house and up the block a little bit. And I was just talking to this chick just out there, just literally hanging out on a street corner, right? And my mom was so fucking mad. And now I think my son's going to be 10. I couldn't imagine him going out in a year and just talking to some chick on a fucking street corner and not knowing. There's no phone. There's not knowing where he's at. Yeah. That is fucking crazy.
Absolutely crazy. Here's what's even crazier about it. And I figured a lot of this shit out in therapy and meditation later. Shit is like from fucking.
You do therapy?
I have to now. Like, when kids roam like that, like, you learn an independence basically because, and your parents get pissed because they can see how much they let you down.
Yeah.
Because you don't need them at like 10, 11, 12 years old. And that's why they get pissed. You know what I mean? That's the weird thing about it.
Yeah. And it's it's a very strange.
It's funny to me that therapy is just you paying to find out that you grew up poor.
Yeah. We thought we were doing well.
We thought we were doing well.
You know, hey, I could buy some sneakers. I'm doing well. What are you talking about?
I got
a $40,000 car parked in front of a $19,000 house. What are you talking about? I'm doing well.
So they cut it. Family structure was a little suspect.
They cut to Jenny, who is Chloe Sevigny's character, right? What's her name? The bitch you like.
Rosario Dawson.
These girls are supposed to be 15 years old, maybe, right? That's and they probably aren't much older than that, actually, in the movie. They're fucking young kids, right? Mm-hmm. And they are going to an STD clinic to get tested for STDs, right?
Yes.
So,
great timing.
Which, by the way, also side note,
I was breathing out.
he coughed directly in your direction, yeah.
into your
Thank
mouth.
God, like, I was blowing out.
Towards
dude.
You to cough.
I would have fucking got hit with Delta COVID or whatever.
Hey, man. Hey, just get you a little Belize, man. Yeah. Get some Belize.
Belize.
Belize. Belize. Belize. Here's a COVID test.
I took five different women to Jamaica. I ate five different pussies in Jamaica.
Like, so this movie about these kids with AIDS I identify with.
Everyone was getting sick back in my day. It was crazy.
And I'm just like, I was playing Final Fantasy VII. Like,
so I need to finish this synopsis.
Chloe Sevigny did a straight up one of my jerk off categories. My categories to masturbate to, and we'll get into that too because I want to talk about that because I did have a nice little jerk session. To one of my favorite things to do to masturbate. I'll talk about it in just a moment. But Chloe Sevigny did a movie called Brown Bunny. And in this movie, she actually gave a real blowjob to the other star, who was also the director and her boyfriend at the time. So it's some like snuff porn shit. It's like there's a category of porn where you could find real sex acts in like mainstream movies, and that like is a whole subcategory of porn that I beat my dick to furiously.
The quality is different.
Yeah,
the way the film, like the lenses.
It's fucking great.
Who was that guy? Because is that the same guy that did
Vincent
Kids?
Vincent Gallo. No,
because he's the guy who did Kids was her boyfriend also. At
Harmony
the time.
Korine.
No, Larry something is the director of Kids, but
Larry
Chloe was dating him for this movie too. So she has a thing of like, put me in a movie and I'll do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You know what I mean?
She might be sucking people into crazy. Yeah.
But you can watch her suck the literally suck off Vincent Gallo to completion in real life. It's fucking great.
Christ. I'm not sure if this is the right scene or not.
The Brown Bunny scene, I guarantee. If it's her sucking a dick on camera, Shannon, it's the only one.
I can't see her face in this, and it's from. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, this is it. Live Jasmine. Live Jasmine. Good old friend, Live Jasmine. Yeah, this is it right here.
So this is a which girl? What movie was she in that might know? Was she in Batman and Robin?
He could really use a skank Chris belt buckle.
No, she's
she the chick from.
Is that Dylan?
Yo, I just got fired, man. Yo, you want to go to dope? You want to go to doped up restaurant? I'm opening up doped up restaurant. They got fries and ketchup. Yo,
try one of our doped up donuts.
We got doped up donuts.
Like, Dylan, you made me a sandwich out of your apartment. That's not a restaurant.
Nah. I'm a doped up sandwich artist. Yo, you heard?
Sucking on the outside of his pants.
No, she
was just sucking on the outside of his pants. She would be sucking so much barbecue sauce off my
Whoa, Sydney, why so fucking racist, dude?
Damn. Sucking outside of a man's pants? Insane woman?
That's wild, dude.
A COVID super spreader.
You know how much ranch?
Fast forward until she sucks his cock, please.
You know how much Chick-fil-A sauce is on my fucking...
Chicks don't watch porn the same way dudes do. Chicks sit through all the dialogue.
Fast forward.
Chicks want to watch this plot.
That's not his dick.
Diabetes sucking in front of my pants.
Got a nice piece.
Yeah, nice. Not bad. Nice shape. What a whore, right?
I mean, it's decent for a non-porn.
I can fucking how arty you are. You are just sucking dick on camera. Let's not get it twisted here.
Yeah.
Right?
I've been going to art galleries. There's a lot of girls just being naked.
Yeah.
Naked with paint.
So anyway, this bitch, Chloe Sevigny, she has only had sex with one person who is Telly. The guy who just fucked another chick in the
back
previous
to kids.
Scene.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Back to kids, right? So Chloe Sevigny... Her character said one partner ever. She's had sex one time ever. This is what the whole premise of the movie. She's had sex one time with one guy. It's Telly. They're doing an interview talking about all the sexual acts they've done to this nurse in the STD office. Mm-hmm. And then they pop over to your girl. And she's like,
answering the questions casually.
Yeah, they're like how many partners have you had? She's like, she's like 17.
I don't know. Have you ever done
like,
anal? Yeah. Two guys at once?
Anal.
Yeah.
Like, she's done it all, right? So she comes back, no STDs. Chloe Sevigny comes back, she's got AIDS.
Oh, damn.
So it starts off literally with this bitch having AIDS. And she's now trying to find the one guy she's ever had sex with to tell him that he gave her AIDS, which is Telly. Now, Telly...
This is Game of Thrones season three.
Right, now the thriller. Yeah.
Send a raven to let them know I have AIDS. Send this raven to Chloe Surreal so she can know that. She was the one that gave... Chloe Surreal. She gave Lord Stannis AIDS. I like the movie. I feel like every couple years they come out with a provocative movie like that where it's like... Something about like adolescent sex.
Oh,
13.
Oh yeah,
but she wasn't getting AIDS off of having unprotected sex.
She did it one time.
It ain't happening. But regardless, it's the whole premise of the movie. So now it's her job to find Telly and tell him that he has AIDS. Right, okay. Now Telly.
We just saw him infecting a girl.
In fact, now by the way, we're 14 when we're watching this.
Right,
we go. Well, now she's got AIDS.
Right.
That's all it takes.
Right.
Fucking Telly Greyjoy over here.
And the whole movie, Telly is just crushing virgin
virgins AIDS. The whole movie.
He looks like AIDS.
Bro, in a 24-hour period.
He's just out there taking V-chips
flowers
left and right.
Like four girls, dude.
Dude, and you're the Telly of podcasts, dude. Add that to the Joe Jet. You're the fucking Telly of podcasting, dude.
The Villa Gorilla. The Telly of podcasts.
Villa Gorilla. Telly of podcast.
The Gessel Snake's not working, so you got a Zackle Snake.
The fact that you don't have a figgy snake breaks my heart.
We'll get a figgy snake.
It's fine. But that's hilarious, dude.
So Telly's out there giving these bitches AIDS, right? She can't catch up with them. She's trying to find them. Because
there's no cell phones. No
beepers. No cell phones, by the way.
She's just getting on a train, going from apartment to apartment.
Knocking on doors. Literally
hang out.
And then, but it should be she'll just knock on the door that he just left an apartment from giving a girl AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, was this guy like a smoke show?
Bro, no. He looks like a person that would have AIDS.
Fig. He looks like Dave Smith.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Holy
Fig.
Shit.
Would you be shocked to find out he was giving out AIDS?
He looks like the default PlayStation 1 Tony Hawk character. You know the default one? All
right. Dude, I love it. He took a break to go home, get some water, put on some deodorant. You know what I mean? His mom is just like, where you been? And he's, and he goes right back
outside.
He's
out there giving everyone AIDS. So she's trying to find him, right?
Oh, my God.
And then eventually what happens is she's at a party. And at this point, she found out in the morning that she had AIDS. So this is one day. This is one day in the life of these kids, right? Yeah. And at night, she ends up going to a party. This is like the big fucking thing, right? And she takes some pills and she like roofies herself. Or maybe she got roofied. I don't know. I think she roofied herself, though. She's kind of fucked up. She got AIDS. Yeah. She's not feeling good. She's just drinking and taking whatever drugs she wants.
Is the twist milk. That she gave calories. Herself
well, you
AIDS?
You remember she did. She drank herself out because she found Telly.
She found him fucking
night,
a girl.
At the party.
Yeah. Yes. Oh.
He was fucking
he was fucking
at the
taking
party.
A V-chip.
The youngest chick in the movie.
She doesn't stop him.
Yeah, she sees him infecting another girl, and she just goes and sits on the couch, like, fuck this, dude. Fuck this, right? Now, here's the crazy plot twist, right?
This is the craziest part of all.
She
now,
fucking
now remember his boy.
Out.
Do you remember? Hold on. She's on fucking pills. Do you remember his boy?
Yeah. His boy's been following him around all
he's
day.
On the stoop.
Not getting pussy.
Yeah.
All right. He's been watching Telly go from house to house
and he's
to house.
Backed up.
And he's just sitting here waiting.
Got a lot of cum in his balls.
He's
gets to
backed
the
up.
Fucking
he's,
party.
Yeah.
Right?
Guess who's passed out on the couch?
Chloe.
The Jenny girl, with AIDS.
The one that Telly has already given her AIDS. So now.
Casper.
He bangs her out
Casper,
asleep.
Yeah,
he pulls
well,
a Cosby.
Hold on.
The Cosby's. This
hold
is
on.
Where Cosby
she's
got
half
her.
She's half awake. Yeah. She's half awake. She's black.
To this day, I
she's
can't figure
out no,
whether.
She's black.
I couldn't figure out whether. It seemed like she was. Yeah, but it was
wild. By that time standards, it was still fringe rape.
Yeah. Right.
It was like. It,
bro, she said he just took it.
But you could do it back then.
Like, not only
that. Was how some people fucked.
Hold
then.
On, Lewis.
At the time,
Lewis,
I remember being like, well, you know.
Lewis,
she was
remember,
awake.
Yeah. Lewis, it was a three-cushion couch.
Pull up the scene.
It was a three-cushion couch. On the other two couch, two 10-year-olds
Casper and Jenny,
were
kids.
Sleeping because there were kids at the
they
party.
They were fucking Quaaludes in this
bro.
Yeah, she laid a trap.
Oh my So check this out, right? She's got AIDS. She's lying on the couch. This is the final scene of the movie. This is like the big
what?
Plot twist. Go ahead. Do we have it? Did you guys find it? You had to find
this movie sounds...
I jerked off to this
yeah,
scene many
I did too, because you see her bush.
Yeah, you see her bush.
What? How old is this chick?
There's all these kids.
By the way, this was real life, though.
What are they, the DR? This is like the fucking DR. Bro,
I'll tell you, in Railroad Avenue, where I grew up, this was it. There would just be 11-year-old kids, 12-year-old kids, smoking blunts. Everyone just fucking...
Damn. Yo, I also realized... He's got a nice chest for a child. Yeah, see, these are real kids,
nice chest for a child.
This is a Calvin Klein model.
This is an active kid.
This is a Calvin Klein ad.
That kid does push-ups.
Yeah. So this is... That's the chick that Telly banged.
That guy must know Sidney Gantt.
Oh, yeah, so that girl... Now, that girl has AIDS.
Night, you dream of pussy. When you wake up, it's the same thing. It's there in your face. You can't escape it.
Wait, this is the next morning.
No, listen. Because this is it. He's just closing it out.
What I love.
When it cuts to, Casper's going to wake up in the living room and look around. He's trying to look for something to do. Can't find
anything. Oh,
any
now, right, so good.
Yeah, keep going. I've watched this movie a lot.
I mean, that's a naked child there, though, is it not?
Absolutely. So this is his boy, Casper.
Jesus Christ, what happened?
Oh, fuck, yeah, you're right.
This is the next day, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The night before, Casper climbs on top of Jenny, and he's like, hey, Jenny, don't worry.
It's pretty sure that was Andrew Garfield there.
It's me, Casper.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm the worst Spider-Man.
No, I'm sorry. I'm the cool
He's Dylan.
I'm the cool Spider-Man. No, I was doing Andrew Garfield, but okay, it's Dylan. Yo, you want to get doped up AIDS?
I got Dylan Garfield. I was at this doped up lab and I got bit by a doped up spider, yo. Yo, all these doped up scientists, they be making doped up spiders.
Dude. Yo, the doped up goblin, he be
the doped up green goblin.
Doped up green goblin, yo.
So he climbs up on top of the shit. He's like, shh, don't worry, it's me, Casper. And then she's half, this is why I'm saying she's like, I would say it's borderline rape, because she's so blacked out, she tries to warn him, but she can't even get the words out. She's like, no, Casper.
Yeah.
No, she wants to be like, I have AIDS, you can't fuck me.
Yeah.
But she can't even get it out, dude. And he fucking slides it in. He gives it to her right on the couch
This is the scene you guys jerked off to.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, but she couldn't Why did you
turn into Sebastian Maniscalco?
Do you really? She's got HIV.
And you're stroking your cock? What the fuck?
All these kids are uncircumcised. You know, my father knew somebody with AIDS. You guys are sick fucks, but that movie looks awesome.
I did jerk off to that scene.
These guys.
That's a jerkable scene, doggy.
Yeah. It was.
Cindy was watching The Karate Kid.
But here's the thing, like, when you sort of know how it really works, like,
she could have been like AIDS.
Casper didn't get AIDS.
Yeah, yeah.
It just didn't.
Not.
You know, it was the whole point of the movie.
His immune
system
was weak as fuck. He got AIDS.
Maybe, I don't know, dude.
So we don't know if any of those kids got AIDS. We just knew for sure the first
Jenny
kids.
And no,
the way
had AIDS.
The way AIDS actually works.
Yeah.
None of them should have got AIDS.
Because it's got to be blood.
In the butt. Those kids weren't doing anal.
They weren't doing anal. It was.
I do realize, though, hearing this, that is why I always thought Latina women were just cleaner. Because watching that movie and that girl didn't get anything, I'm like, all right, Spanish is where it's at.
I think that there's a direct correlation to the smell of pussy with the darkness of the skin. I think it's
a correlation to them having fathers.
It's like, it's just a little, it's a little gamier. The darker the meat, the gamier it smells. It's a fact.
I think the more mass, the gamier.
Yeah.
I think all slim girls kind of smell the same, and then you get a little chunkier and you start to smell pubes.
I agree with that.
You smell like something.
Yeah.
I like it all.
You like a gamey pussy?
I like all pussy. Okay. Any pussy you smell, you know.
Yeah. One of my favorite categories to jerk off to is...
Oh, here we go.
And I invented this, and now it's like a thing that people do. But we started off like, you know, we like experience all of like porn's technology, right? Mm-hmm. Like we went from like videotape to like now it's at our fingertips to virtual reality porn. It's like we have it all. And you gotta remember, there's a lot of these porn chicks that came out like a decade ago. Right? That like when we were really beating our dicks to porn, like back in the day where like I knew porn star names.
Yeah.
You know
Lisa
what I'm saying?
Ann, Sasha Gray.
Yeah, but like the Sasha Gray era, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like whereas like Sasha Gray and fucking Stoya and fucking, but even after that, Jenna Jameson was sort of like the first like mega starlet from our like youth.
Okay.
I'm talking about like where like gonzo porn and internet porn became
Belladonna.
A thing.
Yeah,
you could stream it. I had favorite porn stars. I had names of girls that I specifically looked up. I don't know a porn girl that's come out in the past 5 years. I have no idea, right?
Really? Yeah. Violet Myers?
No idea who she is.
Like, I remember going on a phase of like when I couldn't find the people that I was looking for, I tried to Google the top and I didn't know the names. Okay. Like you go through like the top 40 of like.
Yeah, but I used to like really like, I used to be into it, doggy. And I used to fucking like be really into fucking porn.
Yeah, I just jerk off the meditation music.
And a lot of these bitches, what they do is they regret it. They retire from porn and then regret it. Mm-hmm. And now digital media has become such a real thing that all of them will talk about it openly. They'll talk about their, you know, trials and tribulations in the porn industry.
That's what I jerk off to.
That's what I, but hold on. Not just that. Are you serious? Not just that.
Somebody just put up a photo, Gonzo.
I jerk off to the trials and tribulations, but it's them complaining about the anguish of the porn industry, but that's just the audio over them getting fucked in the most vicious, brutal way.
I've seen these videos.
It's a full circle. We started with kids.
I invented it, dude, and I'll tell you right now, it started off in the Legionless Gang's Reddit group. They would post, they would superimpose them, and now it's expanded out where it's a thing. It's like a category.
When you invented it, were you using two screens?
Yeah.
What's the category? It's called regret?
I don't even know what it is now.
Because it's like,
but
the
there was this one
site.
Bitch, Lana Rhodes.
Yeah.
I don't even know who the fuck she is.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
That was like the equivalent of having like two boom boxes facing each other so you can
fake interviews with rock stars.
Yeah, dude, that's the level. That's like
Doggy,
Lewis was the RZA just
yeah, you know, I really miss my dad and I regret doing it. Yak. They forced
but that, Lana Rhodes, she is fucking stunning.
Yeah, she's hot. She's really
she
hot.
Is fucking beautiful, dude. Lana's
they're big. All gorgeous.
And I watched her literally cry talking about having to drink piss and vomit while I fucking beat my dick to her porn. It was a low moment. I got back there. I got back there. I felt bad for her. I was like, damn, that sucks.
Yeah, I never got as far as fapping to the videos, but I do watch them when they come, and I think that they're hilarious. Like the editing and all of that shit is fucking hilarious to me.
You guys ever completely by accident you click on a video
and there's children having sex?
I'm in it. No, it's you notice that the camera angles are a little focused on the men, and then when you look at the bottom. And it's called Hot Guys Fuck. You ever see Hot Guys?
Hot Guys Fuck is hilarious.
Can I get a coffee from one of you?
Hot Guys Fuck is hilarious.
Well, now the algorithm just throws it up all the time.
Wait, the algorithm.
Begin where you ever accidentally click on a title.
This is gay porn?
No, it's not.
But
so
they
the
also
chicks,
have they
the
also have
hot.
These, they have a sister company. But you understand, Hot Guys Fuck is like we've talked about this so many times on the show.
First of all, tell him how you describe it, because the way you describe it is the best.
Dude, it's average looking bitches getting fucked by hot dudes.
Yeah, he's like it's just dudes fucking a bunch of sixes. Yeah.
It looks like amateur porn though, because the girls look. I like a girl that you know.
But then you'll go down the rabbit hole. You'll end up on Bye Guys Fuck, which is the sister site, that's when X videos will turn over and there's a little gay flag.
Porn
in the
of
corner.
Gay. Like, porn of gay.
Why is there a gay flag?
Is that the flag of Israel?
What happened here?
Is that Palestine?
They can't just you can't end up on a fucking gay planet out of nowhere. How does that even happen? That shouldn't be able to be suggested.
It should be a, here I am. This should be a pop-up. Are you sure?
Are you sure that you're a fucking homo? I'm beating my dick, and then all of a sudden I'm like,
forget about the part about being 18. Are you a fucking homo or no? Are you a homo or no?
Wait, is just the flag? Or they do gay shit?
No, it's porn of gay.
I go to X-Videos. X-Videos is my streaming site. So what happens, if you click on a gay thing... if you click on a gay thing, there's a little gay flag in the top corner. It'll be on the top left-hand side.
Yeah.
Or you can click on straight, and then there's, an American flag.
I'm late to the game.
A MAGA
13 stars in a circle. It's the old one. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm late to the game, man. I didn't know you.
No. But I'm just saying that the Hot Guys Fuck is a gateway drug to beating your dick to gay shit.
They're trying to psyop.
It's for women, though. It's for women.
It's not really, dude.
It's,
and
it's,
I like Hot Guys Fuck because, like, in my mind, whatever it is, what, because this is where my mind's fucked, right?
I'm always, like, waiting for him
it's
to
move.
It's
not just visual. There's a, it has to be a little psychological. Like, the fact that this bitch knows that they booked her because she's just average, it just, it's so degrading in its own way.
Okay, you want to hear something fucked up I look at?
Please.
Desperate Amateurs. It's this dude who does shit out of his house in Seattle, so it's regular bitches from Seattle. Like, just overweight.
Bitches.
No, yeah. Just
frumpy bitches, yeah, like fucking Emilia Clarke in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Bro, and he's just like, hey, Amber, back again, huh? You need money this time? Okay. And then
like,
it just cut. And it's just a regular chick with those goofy, like, witch tattoos on her stomach and shit like that. You know what I mean? And I don't know why. I just look through this shit.
It's fucked up, I will say. Like, but, like, even, like, you know that girls do porn category? That whole shit got shut down. You can't even find those videos anymore. You have to go to, like, specialty sites, right?
What is that category?
So girls do porn was essentially, like, casting couch with all hot chicks. Really, it's all smoking hot chicks, right? They're all like 19 to 22 years old, right? And whatever these guys' hustle was, he just got him in a hotel room. You'll just see, like, it's a specific, it's always the same type of hotel room. It's a hotel room, and it's a girl doing the interview to the camera. It's a very But this one specifically, like, the owners of this category are in jail for, like, sex trafficking. And, like, whatever it is, dude, like, these owners girls, there was a public, you know, they had a class action lawsuit, and, like, all these bitches jumped on board with it and were like, yeah, we were sex trafficked. But I think it sounds way worse than it is. Because I think the reason they got them on sex trafficking was because, I think it really what it was, they were just really being manipulated to these girls, and these girls were idiots who were doing fucking porn. They knew they were doing porn.
Yeah, they didn't
interview, but why are you here? It's like, I'm here to do a porn
video.
They
thought they were auditioning.
This is kind of why, like, I'm not defending these guys. I know nothing. I really know nothing about it, okay?
Yeah.
Here's the details that I know, okay? You watch these videos, because you can still find them, right?
Yeah,
one of the best, like, porn fucking productions ever. Like, it's all hot chicks that are doing, like, their first time casting. You cannot find them. They're one and dones, almost all of them, right?
Okay.
And they're all smoking hot. But they ask them, it's like, oh yeah, what are you here for? And they say, and they're there to do porn. But I think they manipulated the girls and said that these videos weren't going to be released, or they were only going to be released, like, on video overseas. It was some, like, weird shit. They were being scumbags. But the charge that they actually got the guys on was sex trafficking, because what they would do is they would bring the girls from out of state to come down to Miami, wherever they were doing it. And because they had so many, they were able to, like, trump up this charge. Am I missing something here, Shannon?
No, it's pretty much right. So it said the women claimed that they were led to believe that their videos would only be distributed to private owners rather than proliferated online at Girl Do Porn's subscription website. And several of the women alleged they were lured to San Diego with online advertisements that made no mention to nudity or a pornography.
But they came out. No, yeah, because they came all the way to San Diego and they're like, I need the money.
I'm not being a dick, but it's like, you know, look, here's the truth, okay? The reason you feel bad for them is because at 19, I was doing ridiculous, stupid shit, right? And I could have been convinced to do some really dumb shit.
Absolutely.
You know, whatever it is. And they're fucking idiots. You know, you shouldn't be able to take a fucking teenager, literally a teenager, put a camera on her and be like, all right, cool, let's take your clothes off and fuck you. I get why that's crazy. I completely get it. However, those videos are out there. And I'm not going to simply let them go to waste. Why would I allow, like, they're not, shut them down.
Well,
sure.
You're a hero.
Yo, I do feel that way with a lot of amateur porn, where I'm like, dude, someone's got to watch all of this.
I got to get in
there. You know.
Otherwise, the evil guys win.
And I also, these girls weren't actually, like, sex trafficked. They did make the fucking decision. Sure, they're retarded, and they shouldn't have done it, and it is extremely manipulative to put a child in that position, you know? But
what is done is done.
Yeah.
It also says that the women claimed that the Girls Do Porn owners shared links to their videos with people within the victim's social circles in order to drive up website traffic.
Yeah, that's usually, those are who want to see you. Do your fans want to see you?
I like happy porn. You like all this despair and shit. Like, I like happy,
what's happy
porn?
It's like when two bananas come down.
I am a banana.
I go, wait a second. Gay means happy. Oh, okay. Pornhub gay. This is happy porn. Yeah, cool.
What do you mean, like, like happy porn.
I like when the girl's having a good time. She wants to get fucked. You could tell she's enjoying herself. There's this one called Strippers in the Hood. XXX. Have
they
you
do
ever
not
that
enjoy
one?
It. I promise you.
There's always like a fat chick. This guy comes in with a suitcase. They have a conversation. He goes in the bathroom, changes. When he comes out, he looks like Blade. And he just eats her pussy for like 20 minutes. She's having a blast. And then he bangs her out.
You watch all of that?
I watched the whole damn thing.
You don't
fast
forward,
you know what?
This shit?
Listen, hey, audio listeners, I'm the normal one. This no, is not. Just a nice, good
that
time.
Is
he's
wild.
I'm a little depraved. He's talking but let about me say, it's not like I like watching like facial abuse or like any of these like gaping assholes. Like,
no, that's weird.
I don't like watching a woman getting like hit or hurt. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what it is. It's I'm a psychological depravity.
You guys
like
gotta
it's like,
no, no, no.
Like
you
like,
gotta see this. You have to see Strippers in the Hood. I'm telling you,
I'm gonna check it out.
See
I'm gonna check it out.
It's like
it sounds funny.
I am probably way darker. Like people that like just like a girl being smacked or like facial abuse. Like, like I need to know that a girl's like psychologically in distress.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I'm
I
saying.
I need to know.
Not good.
I need to know she's a real victim of like everything of life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is all starting to
real,
make sense.
I don't know where I'm going from here. Energy.
Yeah. By the way, on the website that I found, Strippers in the Hood. XXX.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
The line that it says, "Welcome to Strippers in the Hood," where they take you inside the private world of male exotic dancing.
Yes. Yes.
So this is all like male.
No. It's
stuff.
One yeah. guy. And he goes from house to house with a suitcase and he cracks out these fat girls and it is the best. Just
but
pull
wait,
it up.
Wait, wait. So the dude is hotter than the chicks?
And no, this the one dude too? Looks like a normal fucking dude. He looks like someone's dad.
Okay.
He comes in with like a t-shirt and sweatpants. They have a conversation. Then he
Fix
goes, into,
describing
the,
me
he
right
goes
now.
Into the bathroom.
Bricks, just put it in the racist live chat, yeah. Shannon. You're going to go to the website. This went a fucking idiot. I love her, but she's just a fuck. Women are so fucking stupid. No, nobody goes to the real
porn,
porn website,
better,
Shannon.
I don't know porn
in
better.
XXX.com.
I searched it and it brought me to
someone
else.
She's a literal fucking dickhead,
it
Shannon.
It says this domain is expired.
I'm not a porn expert. Sorry.
Lewis, they're asking for your Amex card.
Women, do you know how to search for porn?
No.
Just type in Strippers in the Hood and fucking Pornhub.
It's only working in Chrome, Mozilla, Firefox. I have to use Firefox for this. Why is it not working in any other?
Brush up on my male stripper knowledge base. Maybe you can teach me about that.
Go ahead, Shay.
She's reading a live journal right now.
I know, right? I was like, I love it. Look at her. Normal
Rin Fisher, go ahead.
I love it.
Shit.
So you're like, you're kind of, it's like a, what you call a... It's almost like an adrenaline freak. You just like excitement.
A little bit, yeah. I like the excitement.
Okay.
See,
like,
she's happy.
Yeah. See, now
she
a video like this.
She's horny. She's not perfect.
A lot of you not figs. A video like this, I would have hovered over the thumbnail, and if she was in a position that I wanted, okay, cool. And I'm fast forwarding through all of this.
I'm
shit.
I'm never clicking. I'm never clicking. I would not even hover over the thumbnail.
Wait.
I don't want
to
see.
Look at that. Wait. Well, go to when he comes out.
Oh, I've seen this.
Go to when he. You've seen him. Go to when he comes out of the room, and there. Go. So
yeah,
he goes
I don't like
he gets
this.
Chain. Look at
I don't like that.
He's wearing a mesh
bodysuit. Yeah, okay, I see why this is a Figs' alley because it's look a joke. That. Yeah, it's a Figs. Everything doesn't have to be a party, Figs.
I mean, this is for her.
This is wild.
She's having the time of her life. Look how happy and look how cheerful she is.
You
she's
like
a good
this.
Woman. She just came from church.
Shannon, but what about the fact? What about the fact that she's ugly?
No, she's real. I don't know. I like a little tattoo.
Yeah, I don't mind a real girl.
This bitch looks like
me. I don't mind a real girl. Yeah.
Look at the guy. He's wearing.
Because here's the deal. These are definitely the types of girls I used to sleep with, and I know what comes along with that. So I'd rather just I'd rather just masturbate to it.
This lowered my heart rate. I don't know what to tell you, dude.
Look how happy and cheerful she is.
I'm at 60 beats per minute right now.
Lewis wants her to be sad. No, she's someone's aunt, and she could. And I bet you she could suck dick like a champ.
Yeah, the problem is she's fucking. I mean. First of all,
there you go. Real tits.
Okay, pop out a tit.
Real tits.
Yeah. Big flapjack titty.
I do like how she popped that out.
Look how excited.
I'm telling you, yeah, man.
Look
like
at the ecstasy, the passion.
This is a lot of the pussy that's around the hood. So this is more nostalgia. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I appreciate it.
I like seeing a woman like, oh, yeah, that's just good stuff. I can't stand up. I'm gonna have to stick around for a spook show and for the next podcast.
Let me. I stopped myself. Forgot who we had in the studio.
What'd you say?
I'm gonna have to stick around for spook shows. Like, we're watching a spook.
Zackle snake. That's a Zackle snake right there.
That is funny though. Yeah, I would sit
in memoriam.
That guy's nuts though.
That guy's a man.
And his homie that's filming that, he's weird too.
I don't know who he is. I don't know if it's a
he's a tall guy to be getting those upper angles.
Yeah.
I saw the reflection in the picture. And the wall, the flash was pretty high.
That's some good shit.
Shannon, can I say one thing? Can I one thing that's great about today's show?
What?
Did not even look at your notes.
I love that.
I literally didn't even look at these notes. I'm gonna fold them up. These are gonna be Legion of Skanks notes for tonight.
No,
untouched.
I'm charging for that now.
Untouched.
I'm charging consulting fee for that. Look at this. So much work into it.
I'm in charge.
$20 a story.
You just spent your consulting fee putting your credit card information on that website you just fucking went on. There goes your fucking
fuck, man. I gotta go train after this. You're coming to train, Sid?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sid's a fucking beast. I was talking to you about this earlier on today. I have my blue belt in jiu-jitsu, and I don't have any stripes on it. My gym does stripes on the belt. Some gyms don't.
We don't.
Yeah, some gyms do. But I go in every day, and it's been 7 months since I've had my blue belt. I'm like, all right, I got to be getting a stripe. This is fucking crazy. And I'm not tooting my own horn here. I'm not like great at jiu-jitsu. I know how to use my body pretty well. I'm tough for any blue belts to just roll with. I'm big and I'm strong. I have a good top game. You know, I'm
hey, yo.
Yeah. But I, you know,
I'm pause button. Dougie, my top game pretty elite, Dougie.
Yeah, if anybody can hold man down.
Belize human.
Johnny, where can we get that bodysuit that one guy had?
But like literally every day I go into class and I like look over at my instructor. And I'm waiting for a man's approval. And I've never had to really do this ever in my life. My dad died when I was a kid. There's never been a time in my life where I've been looking for the approval of a man, you know? And it's fucking, it's a kind of a mental thing that fucks me up. And when they say that it like gets rid of your ego, that's almost what it is. Like I have to literally let that go at the door and go like, yes, please, other man. Tell me that I'm good enough for you to put a little white piece of tape on my belt. Mm-hmm. And all I want is that approval from this man. And he won't give it to me. It's fucking killing me right now.
It's like a first grader waiting for a lollipop at the end of the day.
Yeah dude. And I just fucking, you know.
Does he give them out? Like frequently?
Yes.
So what are you doing
all
wrong?
All the time. I don't know. And I feel like if
Does he know your search history?
If I was him and somebody asked me like why I haven't gotten a stripe, I would be like, all right, 6 more months if you're not getting a stripe.
Yeah.
I would be like, get the fuck out of my face. Now you're at the back of the line. You were almost there, but get back now.
He's dude, like watching people come make... He's watching people come in for a 2-week trial. And as they're leaving, like, hey, let me just give you a stripe on your
leg. Here's a bag of stripes.
Yeah.
Do you ever like
first time here? Folder full of stripes. Here you go. Binder of stripes.
Everybody get a stripe.
You will get a stripe.
Come on down.
Jiu-jitsu.
We're giving stripes to everybody.
Oh, Ruiz, here's a, I don't know, styrofoam cup you can use for the new water fountain. Is he Japanese, your jiu-jitsu guy? Or
no,
is he
no, he's an Italian guy.
Yeah. You should make a noise, though, when he's passing him out the next time, try to get his attention.
I've taken 5 women to Jamaica.
Belize.
Chicotero.
Coach, Belize.
Luca's my favorite movie.
Free ticket to Skankfest.
sorry. You're telling me,
Belize, thank you.
Belize, give me a stripe.
What do you think he would do?
Oh, Merry Christmas. Belize, Navidad.
What do you think he would do if you found your own stripe and put it on and just came in there?
They can't do that.
They would notice right away.
That's a big deal. Yeah. I had that idea to write my name in white paint on the Comedy Store at the side, but I was like, they're going to probably be upset about that.
That would have been kind of cool. That's a real ass thing to do.
It would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where would you put it next to?
I would cross out Bob Saget. I would put it through, and then write my name over it. Yeah. All right, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Great show. When we don't get to the notes and we just riff and we just go and we just talk about whatever's coming up to our minds, that's the best podcast. What's going on with your eyes right now, Dave?
I think I got allergies and then they keep dripping. Oh, no, I was crying from laughing. You was laughing.
There's white, but there's yeah, white but I see things white that stuff. Are up here.
I mean, no, I'm fucked. Pink guy. He was crying, laughing. Wait, coughing.
Is white shit?
No, it's from the tissue. It's from the tissue.
Oh,
is that what it is? Okay,
I'm assuming. I'm hoping. I'm praying to God.
All right, look, we will be back on Wednesday with another episode of your favorite podcast, The Real Ass Podcast. Going to be giving away a pair of All Access Skankfest tickets, so make sure you guys tune into that show. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.